Lawsuit: Tesla Cybertruck in full self-driving mode attempted to drive over the side of a Texas overpass. By Lucas Nolan on March 14, 2026. A Houston resident has filed a lawsuit against Tesla after her Cybertruck allegedly attempted to drive off an overpass while using Elon Musk's full self-driving feature, resulting in serious injuries. The Houston Chronicle reports that Justine St. Amour has filed a lawsuit in Harris County Court against Tesla, claiming the EV giant was negligent in marketing its self-driving feature. The incident occurred in August 2025 on the 69 East X Freeway in North Houston, where St. Amour was driving her Cybertruck with Tesla's full self-driving mode engaged. According to the lawsuit, St. Amour was approaching the Houston Metro 256 East X Park and Ride when the vehicle encountered a Y-shaped portion of the freeway. Rather than following the right curve of the road as expected, the Cybertruck attempted to drive straight ahead toward a concrete barrier and a terrifying drop to the freeway below. The lawsuit states that the vehicle's decision occurred suddenly and without warning. St. Amour attempted to disengage the self-driving feature and correct the vehicle's course, but had insufficient time to react. The Cybertruck crashed into the concrete barrier, causing what the lawsuit describes as substantial injuries. According to a statement from her legal representation at Hilliard Law, St. Amour was diagnosed with two herniated discs in her lower back and one herniated disc in her neck. She also sustained sprained tendons in her wrist and developed neuropathy that caused numbness, tingling, and weakness in her right hand. Dash cam footage from the incident, provided by St. Amour's attorneys and reviewed by the Chronicle, shows the Cybertruck traveling up a ramp before reaching a fork in the road. The vehicle manages to navigate past a divider and begins attempting to turn into the curve of the interchange, but instead drives directly into the side wall. The truck then spins out, the hood flies open, and pieces of the vehicle's body can be seen separating from the truck. St. Amour is seeking more than $1 million in damages from Tesla, accusing the company of negligence. The lawsuit centers on Elon Musk's full self-driving feature, which has faced scrutiny from California regulators who allege the company engaged in misleading advertising. St. Amour purchased her Cybertruck at a used car dealership in Florida in February 2025. And the vehicle came equipped with the optional full self-driving package that customers can purchase at checkout. Despite Tesla's claims about achieving or nearing fully autonomous driving status, the full self-driving feature currently requires drivers to continuously supervise the vehicle. The lawsuit accuses Tesla of misrepresenting the feature's capabilities and failing to incorporate safety features used by other autonomous driving companies, such as LiDAR technology, which uses light to measure distances from objects during driving, and emergency braking systems. The suit quotes internal concerns at Tesla, stating that engineers at the company recommended including LiDAR for self-driving vehicles. Competitors like Waymo and Cruise have relied heavily on the technology. However, the lawsuit notes that Tesla chose to rely solely on video cameras instead. The lawsuit specifically criticizes Tesla CEO Elon Musk, describing him as an aggressive and irresponsible salesman with a history of making dangerous design choices and overpromising product features. Tesla and Musk continue to face legal challenges regarding the company's autonomous features. Last summer, a California judge certified a class action lawsuit against the company. The U.S. District Judge allowed the case to proceed, citing Tesla's documented inability to demonstrate a long-distance autonomous drive with any of its vehicles. The judge also noted that thousands of customers may have been misled by the company's marketing promises of full self-driving capability. Bob Hilliard, St. Amour's attorney, stated that Tesla could have prevented the accident by not cutting corners. Tesla's decisions made Justine's accident inevitable, Hilliard said in a statement. This company wants drivers to believe and trust their life on a lie, that the vehicle can self-drive and that it can do so safely. It can't, and it doesn't. Read more at the Houston Chronicle here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.